Objective. This study aimed to compare the effectiveness of mindfulness-based cognitive therapy and transdiagnostic treatment in reducing fear of happiness among mothers of children with autism spectrum disorder. Methods and materials. The study employed a quasi-experimental design with pretest postest and a control group. The statistical population consisted of mothers of children with autism referred to autism centers in Tehran in 2024. A total of 51 participants were selected through convenient sampling and randomly assigned to two experimental groups, mindfulness-based cognitive therapy and transdiagnostic treatment, and one control group, 17 participants per group. After attrition, data from 47 participants were analyzed. The mindfulness-based cognitive therapy group received 10 90-minute weekly group sessions, while the transdiagnostic treatment group received 10 75-minute weekly group sessions. The control group received no intervention. Fear of happiness was measured using the fear of happiness scale at pretest and posttest. Data were analyzed using univariate and multivariate analysis of covariance and Bonferroni post hoc tests in SPSS version 27. Findings. Inferential analyses indicated a statistically significant group effect on fear of happiness after controlling for pretest scores, F equals 36.02, P0.001, eta squared equals 0.626. Both intervention groups demonstrated significant reductions in fear of happiness compared with the control group, P0.001. Bonferroni post hoc comparisons further revealed a significant difference between the two treatment groups. Mean difference equals 2.8, p0.001, with the transdiagnostic treatment producing greater reductions in fear of happiness than mindfulness-based cognitive therapy. Conclusion. Both mindfulness-based cognitive therapy and transdiagnostic treatment are effective in reducing fear of happiness in mothers of children with autism. However, transdiagnostic treatment yields superior outcomes, suggesting that interventions targeting core emotional processes and avoidance mechanisms may provide enhanced therapeutic benefits for this population.